You're listening to Basement Voice 2.0. Now turn it up.
So I should probably just hit record so we can kind of...
No, that's a good idea. just never surf shimmy.
Surf shimmy.
All right.
Should we sample it now just so we know? This is like a pre...
Yeah, this is like a 0.5.
0.5, yeah.
0.5 episode of the rebooted... It's like a reboot. It's like the reboot, but it won't be as disappointing as the like Ghostbusters reboot or
right.
You know, has there been things over the last couple of years that have come out where it's like, man, I really wish we were doing the show so we could talk about this.
Oh yeah, there's definitely been like there's been at least 30 Nick Cage movies that
I know
I've wanted to talk about. At least dedicating an episode to each.
I think I've watched Left Behind a few times. Like a few times too.
Why?
Many. I don't know. It's so bad. I can't. It's like a train wreck. I can't look away. All right, but Ward just sampled Surf Shimmy for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, well, let's do that one more time just for... this is the last time you'll hear it. It's ridiculous.
I would like to not use this for a show intro. We'll just say that.
Oh, let's see if we can... you have to start it from the beginning.
I feel like you do. To get the real magic of...
It's very loud.
Surf Shimmy. Let's start from the beginning.
I think that maybe turns it down a little bit.
Yeah.
And then it just keeps doing that for
it really is
two
pretty much,
and a half minutes.
Someone wrote that.
Yeah,
somebody that's put art. That that's together. Someone's art. Someone made that, and we're expected to use it.
It's free for us to use.
It is free, but I believe there in some instances they say you get what you pay for. And that might be the instance where I found that's true.
Images of women in one pieces on a beach.
Yeah, with like their hair up.
Just kind of waving their arms up and down.
And like the guys with really short shorts and like, but they're like up to their belly button.
No abs yet because we don't have abs.
No, there's no such thing
50s.
As abs. How did the first abs come about? Where they're like, look at that. That's attractive to me.
Yeah.
We should work. We should figure out how to do that more often.
I don't know, but they've really set us back, or set me back anyway.
Well, I don't even know that I'll... The only abs I'll ever see in my lifetime are the ones that I'll see in pictures or on movies. It's never going to be... let's just say it's never going to be from the mirror.
I'm being cut apart by a serial killer. These are your abs.
Right, yeah. I had to get through a lot of layers to get to that. Yeah. All right, so this is it. This is Well, this is like a tech check.
Right. We're doing like a sound test, audio check, checking things. This
checking
is going to be the first.
We're checking us, too.
Yeah.
You make
compatibility.
Sure. We don't know how rusty we are, even.
Definitely very rusty. Well, I am anyway. Yeah.
Well, I might be slightly less rusty, but I also, I do have a current thing, you know. Hey, by the way, plug. If you listen to KLCZ 88.9 in Lewis and Idaho, you're going to listen to my show.
You can hear Derek.
You can hear my show, Sports Program. Good stuff.
And that's what it's titled, Sports Program?
Sports Program, yeah.
Yeah. Was that your choice to title
it? Yeah,
it
was very much my choice, yeah. Well, if you remember, my podcast was Show Program Podcast for listening. So,
right.
So it really took a lot for them to get me to shorten it to Sports Program. But, no, it's a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun doing that show, which is like I talk about pretty much the only thing I've ever known in my life. So that and like, I don't know, debauchery or something.
Oh,
so,
of course, debauchery.
Okay, so this is it. So this is like a sound check, tech check for Basement Boys 2, the sequel, the squeakquel.
Yeah.
Affectionately called them just now.
And we were... The original intent was to reacquire the original... domain.
Right.
And we'll probably talk about this more on the actual official episode.
Yeah, for sure.
But it was going to cost my the hosting service that I used before decided that basementboys.com was a premium domain now.
Right, yeah.
And so they wanted $777 in order for me to be able to register the domain.
Right, and in the height of Basement Boys, I don't know that it was worth $777. It might
no,
worth
and there's been nothing since the Basement Boys podcast that has held that domain. And right. done anything with it.
I don't, it might have been worth the seven, like, the $7
even like
of it.
Even like a toilet service that.
Right, yeah.
Basement Boys, plumbers coming at
you. Right, mean, yeah. No, nobody's used that domain ever.
Right. So I don't know if they were looking at our previous statistics, and if they were, they looked at them wrong. But
they might have looked at them in like 1 month when we were. Right.
At the height of
our game. We were firing hot in not 1 month, but it was definitely not worth $700, not ever. Especially since the amount that we made from it was $0.
Right? I have a lot of t-shirts left from our...
It was actually, it was actually at the at some point, I think, negative dollars.
Yeah, we've spent money.
We've put in money on it, and... And then even since then, when I did Time Spent Poorly with Nathan, I've put money into that. So, boy, I just don't think $777 is a fair price. But okay, whatever the internet.
Yeah. So the domain now, and you know this if you've been to the site to subscribe to the feed, which this will be the first thing you're going to hear on the feed.
Yeah, we'll put this out. I think we'll put this out.
Yeah. This will be the sure, test. Yeah. This will be the feed builder.
Right.
And it'll be the lead episode. But it's going to be a 0.5.
It's a 0.5, though. No, we'll start. We'll have a For Realsies episode next
Thursday.
We'll do next Thursday. We'll do a For Realsies one. Yeah, for sure. I don't know what we're going to do yet, though.
No, and we're still... I mean, the thing is we might slip into a format... It's not going to be the same show that you used to listen to if you're an old subscriber.
No.
It's going to be a little bit, we're a little bit older. We're a lot of it older. It's been 6 years since Derek and I have sat down and recorded, and it's been over 5 since I recorded the last episode.
Right. So it's been some time even in general, and things have changed, I think fans of the old Basement Boys, though, it'll be fun. It'll be a fun trip.
I don't think the fans of the show are going to stay fans of the show, because that part of the show is going to that spirit of the show is I think going to remain intact, but we're going to try different things and
for sure
not do. All of it, it's I don't know. It's
this is like the
older.
Eagles getting back together, though. Right. I mean, it really is. It's going to be a different ball game this time. We've had new ventures since then.
We're healthier.
We're all healthier. Even all of us. And Nathan's not here, but we're going to try to get him on the show a few times for the season.
Also healthier.
A very healthy.
He can't make it because he's too sick to come.
Right. Yeah. He's just so healthy. He can't make
healthier.
It.
Healthier.
We're all at least 100 pounds lighter. That might be
collectively
100 pounds lighter
or more. Yeah,
it might be more.
I'd
honestly,
say it's greater than 100 pounds.
Collectively, it's got to be more than 100 pounds lighter. You might be closer to 100 yourself lighter. You look 100 pounds lighter.
I think I'm about 50 pounds lighter than I've been at my heaviest. And I got really heavy when we were recording.
When we were recording, I'm at least 50 pounds lighter than when we were recording as well. Gosh, that's
so there's
so
100,
weird.
And I know Nathan
so
is
we were,
definitely lighter.
He's definitely way lighter, yeah. So last time we were all recorded together, we were all 150 pounds.
Heavier. We were all carrying another member of the Basement
the
Boys.
The Basement Boys was basically four people's
four
amount of weight.
Maybe
but
five.
But between three people. And that's huge in itself. I mean, literally, we were all so huge. Now that's huge. But that's awesome.
It is. Yeah.
That's good stuff. Of course, now we're recording. This isn't even a basement now.
No, we're in a shop.
We're in a shop.
That also acts as my home gym.
It looks like this looks like the real deal. Like this is a profesh gym. It looks like.
Yeah, I've got stall mats that are taped together with Gorilla tape.
It looks awesome in here.
That are great for like plyometric exercising.
Where you use this up and down. And you use this every day?
I use it 5 to 6 days a week, except for right now. I haven't used it in a week because I screwed up my back.
Oh no!
On Monday or Tuesday. And then Monday I was actually not feeling well. And so I'm sitting upright right now because I,
well, it's kind of
my
funny.
My back is really.
When did I come over here?
Right now. Last week.
So when I saw this, I was like, hey, this is actually what I've wanted something like this for the longest time. Like when I buy a house, I would love to have like a at home. I hate going to the gym. The gym's the worst.
If I had the choice between. If I didn't have this and I had a choice of having a gym membership or being a lazy slob, I'd choose the lazy slob.
Right.
I do not like going to the gym. I've never liked going to the gym.
No, but this is a far better choice.
Yeah, definitely. I love it. I broke an elliptical last year promptly bought a new one.
No,
well, it was one that was like 10 years old and I just rode the hell out of it.
But here's the thing. No, that's a good problem to have. Yeah. It really is. It wasn't like a coat rack. It was for several years. It wasn't like I broke it with the sheer weight right. of all the clothes that I was hanging from the handles.
Right. But, yeah. And then the gym, the home gym piece there that you see.
Right.
I picked that up from a couple in Pullman that sold it to me for $150.
$150?
And that normally prices it like at the time is like a $1,500.
No, that's a deal. That's a steal.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty sweet.
So this was right around the time that Basement Boys was coming to an end. If you listened to the tail end episodes, I talked a lot about exercise and I was doing P90X and stuff.
Oh, I do remember when you were doing P90X.
And before you left the show, I was kind of easing into it. And then after you left, it became like the Ward P90X hour.
Oh, okay.
Because I was just like, I mean, that's all I talked about.
That's what you're into. You're into.
Well, and it was helping to keep me motivated. And that was, you know, what it was.
Right.
But so I had picked this up towards the tail end of our recording. And went up there and we moved it down and I had my son with me, and this was in like fall of 2011. Mm-hmm. And I packed that thing in like three pieces, and it's big, but I packed it in three pieces down to my basement where we used to record the Basement Boys podcast.
Oh, wow.
And by myself
in that room.
And I had enough muscle mass at the time that I could handle that. Then when we moved here, enough had happened in the interim of the span of 4 years.
Or not between, enough.
Yeah, right, yeah. Not enough had happened to maintain that muscle mass. And it was difficult for my brother-in-law, who's in the military.
Right.
It was difficult enough for him to help me carry. I think maybe if he'd have done it by himself, he'd have been better off. But I was just a mess.
And that's when he knew.
Yeah,
I gotta use this.
I need to maybe start using this again. and I was exercising up until that point, but it wasn't like there wasn't a consistent routine to it. So it was I'd kind of fallen off the wagon, I guess, as it were.
Yeah, I'm trying to hit it again now too. I did like 50 pounds last summer, just from walking. But then, you know, I turned into me again. I used my me again and gained. I didn't gain all of it back, which is great. And I finally, you know, you get to that point where you're like, hey, I'm starting to gain it again. You know,
right.
So I better slow it down and be a normal human being. And then you have to like.
There's a demon in the back. I don't know if that's audible on the recording.
I hope it was, but.
But I have there's a small child in the room with us.
Yeah.
And so.
Which also, that's an addition since we've started.
Yes.
Since last time I was on this show, that one didn't exist.
Right. Yeah.
So that's like going into a time portal for me, you know.
Oh, exactly.
You know, into the future.
It's kind of huge.
It's huge. No, it's a big change. So yet another.
Yeah.
You know, so Nathan, not on the show currently, he has two now. Two little ones.
In the span of just over 5 years.
Yeah. I still got none.
And that's okay.
It is okay.
There are many days in the car when we have a car full of three kids. I turn to Nicole and I say, let's have three kids. And I say that in a very sarcastic tone.
Let's have three. That's fun. That's fun stuff. I have a friend who, his name is Matt, and he lives in Spokane. And he had a podcast for a while, too, while we were doing Time Spent Poorly. And he has a comic book strip called Vasectomy Blues, which is pretty funny.
Oh, we'll have to have an episode where we talk about my vasectomy experience.
I would love to talk about that. I would love to make that an entire episode.
Well, no. I don't know. The entire episode needs dedicated to it.
The whole thing. I want to know the whole story because that sounds fun.
But it definitely was an experience. There was some things I learned, but things that, you know, non-applicable things. It's only a one-time deal, so it's not
right,
like
yeah.
I could revisit it. I can only impart wisdom on others.
For the next time, you're going to get a vasectomy.
Right. Do the following. Do what is recommended. Do not step outside of that recommendation.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic. Now, so that's another thing, too, as career-wise, everything's changed, too, for everyone.
We are all working
like big
completely
boy,
different like, careers.
And big boy jobs.
Right.
Which, it's not like on the last shows we ever talked about what we did anyways.
I talked about what I did, but it was...
Yeah.
I don't know that I talked about all of the details.
Well, and it was never like where, you know. It was never like where we worked, and it still won't be, but it's still, the things have changed that way too. Like, I think the last, I guess my point is the last time we did a show, we all had jobs.
Right.
And now they're like what I would say is the C word, like a, like career.
They're more career
and
oriented.
That's crazy. That right. In itself is a huge change.
Not their 9-to-5 type jobs.
Well, right.
And Nathan's isn't 9-to-5, but it's 9-to-5 and that it's a
big boy job.
Right.
And of course at the time though, he was the only one that had
He had a big boy job,
but I did not. I most certainly did not.
No, yeah. I was
I would not classify what I was doing at that time as a big boy job. Whatever job I was even doing at the time, I would have to go back and look at my personal journal.
My job kept me very comfortable, so it was I don't know if I mentioned this on the very last Basement Boys episode, but I was laid off from my previous job, and I was given the option to either stay laid off or unemployed or apply and move to Coeur d'Alene.
Right.
And I was not in a position, and nor would I. I don't know that I'd ever be in a position to move to Coeur d'Alene.
No.
So that didn't happen, which was fine because it spurred me to other ventures that were more advantageous.
But now in the current one, though, you get to work from home.
Yeah, which is nice.
That is nice. I assume that's nice. I don't know.
Yeah, I have a lot of. I value it. Yes,
you're gonna hit your gym.
I get it. I do. I go out to my gym every day on my lunch, most, you know, when my back's not messed up. But, and then.
I actually do. That is one thing about where I'm working is that I do have the access to use the gym there. And I used it a while last year, but I would go after work. And I started using it in the morning because when I went after work, there would be like the college volleyball team in there after work. And that's not a thing I want to do. That's not a thing I want to work out in front of. It's a bunch of 18, 19-year-old girls getting their sweat on.
Yeah. No, I definitely would not want to be in that environment.
No, it's horrific. It's it's every bit of horrific as you can imagine. And it's funny because people will be like, "Hey, well, you can just look at the girls, you know?" And I'm like, "Well, no, except for I'm in my 30s.
It magnifies every imperfection that you have.
No, I thought I was one of listening to headphones one time, and I was like, "Man, this machine's making a weird whirring sound." And I took my headphones off, and it was actually my lungs. I was making the whirring sound. I was a wheezing sound, and I was dying.
Yeah, that's the only thing I worry about when I'm out here working out by myself, is at some point I could just die in the middle of the workout. Or, you know, become close to death, not be close enough to my phone to do anything about
it. Right, yeah. Yeah, no, it'd be terrifying. And I don't want to die when I'm working out.
Be dead.
I don't mind dying. I don't want to die when I'm working out. That's a thing that's not appealing to me. So anybody listening to the show, at some point we're hoping to do some video stuff too.
Yeah.
And you should see the setup out here. It's pretty sweet. It's very reminiscent of the old Basement Boys.
We got to deface the banner, though.
We do got to deface the banner because we don't have basementboys.com anymore.
So
I don't know if you heard. There's no
point in keeping the existing banner completely intact. So I will be spray painting or doing some kind of
some work on there.
Work on the
some cosmetic work on our banner
that indicates we're Basement Boys 2 now.
We weren't sure if we'd be able to do video here because the speed of internet you're getting out here, but it's actually great speed. The uploads actually.
The Wi-Fi on my iMac, my 8-year-old iMac,
yeah,
is better than the Wi-Fi on my 2-year-old phone or less than 2-year-old phone.
Yeah, so that's good. That's good. It's good for the iMac. It's not great for your phone. I would talk to the service.
And they're both Apple phones. Yeah. They're both Apple products, but for whatever reason, the Wi-Fi card or whatever on this computer is picking up my signal from my house very well.
That's great. And so we're looking to put some, we'll try to put some stuff on YouTube because it's a changing landscape and we'll be a changing podcast as well. We'll try to put some stuff on YouTube because that was actually not really a thing back in, 2011.
Yeah. And not I'm not loud wondering right now to see what the, I'm turning on my camera to see how it captures us from vantage point, just out of curiosity.
I'd probably have to scoot in a bit.
Yeah, you would have to scoot in
a little bit. Son of a bitch!
Okay. Yeah, way a bit.
And then we'd have to like...
we'd have to cuddle.
Like lean in for a...
Let's get one of this for... We'll get a selfie
like
here.
For posterity.
Yeah, just... you got to lean in a little bit, we're going to kiss.
that's nice.
It counts it down. Okay.
It counts down for you, which is really good. I love the garage door aesthetic though. It really is really captures the mood of the whole show. But you have better cameras though. You do have better cameras. You have that one. Do you still have that one that I used to be able to adjust to kind of turn around? And do you remember that one?
Yeah, it's in the house. We would potentially, I don't know how good that camera, like, again, that camera is 8 years old.
Oh, right. No, I know.
But the cameras that I had, the nice cameras that I have are still really nice. They record really high quality. They're not HD, but they're like professional grade cameras, that video camera.
Well, like most 8-year olds, they don't really do what you want them to do. So. Right.
but I don't know that, that one camera, I don't know how well it works anymore. We'd hook it up and I'd look at it. We'd look at it and it'd be very blurry because we'd think at the time that we.
Also, we have this hanging up in the front. We'll probably want it behind somehow. I don't know what we'd want to do there. At least I'm thinking we got to do some stuff on the YouTube because that's kind of how everybody watches things now.
Right.
God, I watch more shows on YouTube than I do on TV.
Well, and you know, the camera doesn't necessarily have to catch our faces. We could get it from behind.
Yeah, that's true.
Or off the, you know, kind of at an
be
angle.
Like Mystery like Science
set
Theater.
Up something on a tripod back there.
Oh, that'd be all right. I have a tripod too.
And
then also I did set up a, if in case anybody does listen, I did set up a Twitch.tv channel for Basement Boys. I think I did set it up for Basement Boys 2. We'll put more stuff on Facebook for that. But we're planning on doing some Let's Play stuff on that, which Ward won't be able to do as much of because he is a human male with children. But that should be fun.
That'll definitely be like a little side venture,
thing.
But definitely attached to the the current.
I guess the point is that this will be active again. I guess that's really the big thing. And of course, this time we'll be smart and we're going to take summers off.
Yeah, definitely. We're going to not work during holidays and during summertime.
That we ran into a lot of that last time we tried doing all this is like we would try doing stuff, you know, we would fall apart basically during the holidays when people couldn't get together. And it was like, why not just take it off and just be, you know,
right.
Just
seasonal.
Just plan it right, you know, and then be like, oh, we're going to be gone for Christmas. So,
right. Well, and a lot of other podcasts that have been doing it for even longer than Basement Boys was doing it before.
Right.
Did like, you know, there's a couple of shows in like Europe that did quote unquote series where they did like seasons.
But, you know, we were young and in our 20s. So,
I'm almost 40 now. Which is either, there's not a positive.
Am I your age when you started this? No,
you're older than I am when I started this. I started this when I was
28 years old. Yeah.
So,
and, I'll try to tap in a little bit to the Time Spent Poorly podcast fans too, which you actually started the foundation of that one. We gave you several just so you know, we gave you several shout outs during the Time Spent Poorly.
I listened to some episodes, yeah.
Lexicon, you know, we gave you several shout outs on the Time Spent Poorly podcasts that we did for getting us into this, of course.
Oh yeah.
Cuz you know, we had no idea what we were doing even a little bit.
Well, and this was it's really surprising how easy it is to do now. And that was kind of one of the things that
you were slightly worried about.
Well, yeah, when I set all this up, this took like half an hour.
Half an hour, but I think you were saying that you're like didn't know about it. You know, like, well, I don't know if I can remember who we met last week.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't really know, like, you know, and I'm like, ah, I think it's gonna be a little easier.
It's still gonna take some time to build the site again.
Maybe it's gonna take a little time. That's a little callback.
Yeah.
A little Jay Leno callback. Well, last time we did the show, Jay Leno was still the host of The Tonight Show.
Yeah, and I almost miss him. I personally.
Right.
Oh, honey.
What happened?
What? Timeout. All right, so.
What were we talking about? Things have changed.
Things have changed.
Would you say that it's different with a lady kid?
Yeah, they're definitely different. I dote on her more than I did my boys.
Yeah. And how old are they?
11 and 9.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
So.
A little dote action though.
Yeah. She definitely gets more special treatment. And it's just, I think it's just the nature of her being a little girl.
It's the nature of the beast, bro. Yeah.
She just pinched her finger in a.
In her defense, it did not look comfortable.
No,
it really didn't.
I wished I could move faster.
I looked over and your reaction was very fast. Actually, I was very impressed. I think I probably would have stood there for like 10 minutes and
take it in.
Just wonder.
Just pull it out. Just pull your finger out of there. Come on, do it.
But it's funny because kids are funny because any human, you know, adult person would just pull your finger out of that mess.
Right.
But it did look uncomfortable, by all intents and purposes. I'm really excited for people who start listening to the show though.
Definitely.
I think we'll get some oldies. We'll get some newies.
There's people that are still tied to the original Facebook page that have commented.
Yeah, no, I've seen people have been excited about the stuff that we've reposted, especially anyone who's been on the show has been pretty stoked.
Yeah.
Because I just don't think anybody thought it would ever happen, so that's what's exciting.
Well, up until about
myself,
2 weeks ago, I didn't think it would ever happen. I was on the elliptical when this occurred to me to even do it. And what it was, this is going to sound funny.
Okay.
What it was me looking at the shelf in front of us with the banner hanging on it, thinking, I bet my banner would cover that perfectly.
And it does, though.
And so then I thought,
why not?
Is there anything that would be stopping me from podcasting right now? And I couldn't think of anything. And obviously, my wife couldn't think of anything when I talked to her about it because she was on board with it. She even, you know, had some suggestions, just like logistically speaking.
Well, and then when you talked to me about it, I was like, well, this is like a perfect opportunity because I work at eight to five job now where it's like, oh, I have these evening times free.
Right.
And that was one of the hard things too, is you worked graveyard at the time. So we did our show at like Saturday.
But sometime on a Friday.
Friday morning. Right. That was definitely harder.
And then I went back to bed.
Right. Yeah. So this is a lot different too. We're actually going to do it, you know, in the evening time, which is always kind of fun because we always wish you could do Basement Boys PM, which was kind of like the first branch off.
Right.
When Nathan would do those shows from his house or from the station.
Right. And there were shows that weren't actually, that I wasn't actually on. Those were
right. Yeah. The Basement Boys PM. And those were fun. And that's actually what got Nathan and I into starting the idea of Time Spent Poorly, which was a show that you had actually started the title.
Yeah. And I had done some episodes.
Right.
That beats me where they'd be. I don't know where to look. I lost all the Basement Boys episodes at one point until I found, like, I hid them from myself on my hard drive.
So you do have those?
I do. I have every single one of them. And
we do want to...
Many of them I'm not, you know, I will not endorse.
No, nor repost, I will say that we're going to...
There are several that we're going to go through.
I think we'll talk about some homework for you and I both. Is I basically want to just get those on, you know, something I can listen to and just basically go through. The thing we're going to go through for is... I'm not saying that this version of the show is going to be PG-13, but I'm saying that it's probably going to be mostly PG-13. It's going to be a lot less, just a lot less.
I mean, my daughter's out here right now with us while we're doing this. We haven't sworn.
Right. But I think that's also, it hasn't been like a struggle for me to not do it either. Like that's one of the things that's changed.
Right. Earlier today when I was thinking about it, I was like, I'm going to have to drop the F bomb somewhere.
Right.
But once we got on here and started recording, it felt more natural
than not, which is funny because our last show, you know, a lot of it was swearing, and it's not to say that we're going to like, you know, edit it up to the point of, you know, bastardation of it, but it definitely, this version of it will be a cleaner show.
Oh, for sure.
Mostly because I just don't feel like that's in a place where anybody's at. Also, you know, I do a show every Wednesday on public radio where you know, you really can't do that
right
without keeping your show. I also do a show, it's for my employer, you know, so if I were to swear on the show, I think I might lose the show, but I also might lose my job. So that's a thing I don't really... A
couple things to think about there.
Yeah, yeah. You had a couple, you know, career choices.
What about freedom of speech, man?
Yeah, I don't think I want to make that.
And I think
argument.
That's what we worked from. That was the platform we worked from a lot with the original Basement Boys.
Right.
But I think, and I think freedom of speech is still important, but I think we're in a period in our lives right now where it's not the same kind of input. Like, I don't know. It's just...
Yeah, it's just different. That said, though, there's a lot of gold in those episodes, and I do think we'll try to... But it's going to take some time. It's going to take the two of us to do it, but basically listening to the shows, going back, if there's anything that's really questionable, trying to, you know, sharpen it up a bit. But we will try to release some of those old episodes to... so you guys can hear. I mean, what they're fun, and I had a lot of fun doing it.
Kind of a time capsule too, because they're not out. I mean, somebody that wants to find them, I'm sure they're out there somewhere floating around.
Right. Yeah.
And somebody's got them on their computer, but I have like the original recordings all still, and you know, we can kind of fill in some of those gaps. But you know, there's some episodes that I wouldn't repost.
No, for sure. There's definitely some things I can't think of any off the top of my head, but there's definitely some I would definitely not like.
There'll be ones I'm 10 minutes into and I'm like,
A little cringe action. Yeah. I will say this, and I've texted you about this a few times over the last couple of years, and sometimes I'll think about... You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Kevin Federline's dad.
And... There's been a couple of times where I'm like driving in my car. I've texted you every single one of those times. I'm like riding in my car and I think about, I'm Frank Finland, Kim Finland. For whatever reason, it just it kills me.
I feel like it's still one of my better creations that never really kind of saw the light.
But it saw this light. Right. For whatever reason, I think about it and it is. Yeah,
my
it does,
one man audience. I did get a giggle at the when we did our 100th episode.
Yeah.
I heard some audible laughter from the crowd when I got up there talking, but I don't think anybody knew exactly what I was doing.
I think about Hundy quite a bit, actually, just because that was really the first time that really any of us had done any type of stand-up whatsoever.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I had been the funny guy that would talk in front of my groups of friends, but I had never really attempted like hitting a stage. You remember at that time?
Well, you did, and then you guys
did
some funny dudes for several months after.
Several months. Well, maybe a couple years even. And then I even continued doing stand up with the Carlton brothers, who joined some funny dudes at some point. And then a couple members of some funny dudes wanted this exclusive privileges to being in the group, and I'm like, nobody wants to join the group, let alone should we be exclusive to the group. That is not Nathan, by the way. I'll go ahead and
I have some thoughts on who it,
because I was kind of like open doors policy. If you want to come in and try to workshop some of your crappy jokes, come on in,
right?
Because we all suck, and like we should suck together and try to be better at our craft. And we had this venue where we were able to do that once a week, you know, because because it came from a podcast.
Right. It was born from
Basement Boys, because we were talking to some of the guys from Comedians You Should Know.
Right.
And
those episodes will be reposted.
For sure. And those guys, remember they told us explicitly to start our own. You know, there was no scene. Remember, we were asking them about advice about doing comedy because there was no scene here. And they told us that exactly what they did. Is they formed their own group and started getting their own venues, doing whatever dives they could. And that's, I mean, some funny dudes came from that.
Yeah. Well,
from that episode,
one of those guys has released a couple comedy CDs. I don't know that. I think they all still do comedy. Drew Michael, he wrote for Saturday Night Live last season, at least for one season.
Yeah. Oh, and there's a couple of guys from the back in the day that I still am friends with on Facebook and have talked to on Twitter a couple times. Drew Michael?
Drew. Yeah. Or Marty DeRosa?
Marty DeRosa is one of the ones.
Yeah. And you guys share the wrestling.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. He did that Wrestling with Depression, which is a great show. I don't know if he's still doing that, though.
I'm not sure.
But then there was Drew, the Red Fox guy. Drew. What was his name, man? I can't think of it now. But he's hilarious too. I remember we did a show where
James Fritz.
Was that what it was? How many people we interviewed? We
did three, and then the one that was our big get for in my mind was Matt Besser.
Right, which was
that ended up being a lost episode had 10 minutes of
audio. We should do a whole show. We have to do one of these whole shows where we talk about that experience, though. Because as sad as that turned out to be, that was a great experience.
Oh yeah, definitely. It was
and actually I've talked to Nathan a few times about what, you know, we don't know what could have been from then. Because we had that interview and that's what got us to do more interviews. I do know that. So even though we lost that episode because we only got like 10 minutes, we ended up doing
several interviews. Definitely a motivator afterwards to kind of
push
us to reach
out. And then Yoko happened, and then it was all over. And we'll talk about that. I actually do. I feel like there's enough time now to flesh stuff out. And I feel like we'll talk about that in future episodes.
Oh, for sure.
What happened? You know, what happened to the Basement Boys? But now we're back. And that's cool. And this isn't a, you know, to me, at least, it's not a limited run. I want to go with this for a while. But the nice thing is that however it ends, we'll have farewell episodes. And
yeah, I think this time around, you never know what the future holds, but I mean, I don't see it going away anytime.
No.
Soon this time
around.
I think we've got the time and the...
And then we're smarter. We're actually smarter. Like,
right.
For Christmas, we're not going to be recording any episodes, my friend. We'll do a Christmas episode, but we'll do it like 4 weeks before it happens, and we'll release it on Christmas. Like, you know.
Right. We'll be definitely smarter about it this time around.
Yeah.
And, and not try to inconvenience those loved ones in our lives.
Right, yeah. The loved ones who allow us to get away with this. And, I don't think we ever did this even one time on the last show, but just a special shout out to the ones that let us get away with this. It means a lot.
When you think back on it, I mean, I remember thinking, like, this is owed to me. At the time, this is mine to do and it's owed to me. But when I think back on it now, I'm like, boy, I did some really selfish things during that time. And,
yeah.
It was a lot of like,
it was three.
In order to make this happen, a lot of selfishness had to happen.
Right. And
on my part,
three guys had to make that happen. And a lot is owed to the people, like I said, that let us get away with this. And those same people, in some cases, your case, are letting us get away with this now. And a special thanks to you, especially, but a special thanks to anybody that contributes to this and anybody that listens to it too.
Definitely.
I feel like that's a big one, but yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
So we'll give our thanks now. And first episode, this is a 0.5 episode.
Yeah, we wouldn't want to give those thank yous on a full digit episode.
Never, fuck, God, no. There it is. I think you get one before you're rated R.
One.
You get one. I think the first episode, it'll be a little different. We'll have some intro music and it'll be a little different setup, but...
I might even add something on this one. We'll see what. Not surf shimmy.
It sounds like the sound of this, though. I think it's going to work out fine.
The quality of the sound? Yeah. I don't think there's going to be any real tweaking. I mean, I'm still pretty familiar with the free recording software that I'm still using.
Thank goodness.
From years and years ago. But I'll still have to refresh on that a little bit. But
yeah, we will work on some video as well.
Definitely,
because I think that's going to be a big part of it now. And in today's landscape with YouTube, I think that's a pretty big thing. Do you want to play Surf Shimmy to play us out?
You want to play out the Surf Shimmy?
Play the first and only time,
or Summon the Rock.
What's Summon the Rock?
I don't know. Let's check it out and see if it's a good play out. So.
Summon the Rock. I like it. It's RAWK. Oh, yeah. That's actually not that bad. That's actually not that bad. Hey,
all this stuff is done like on a synthesizer or something of that.
Yeah, it is.
To that end, I'm not sure what.
Okay, so we have this song playing right now, and this will be our first play out, I think. You didn't want to keep going, did you? We're good?
I think we've touched all the areas. We're sitting at about 45 minutes, so that's...
Make sure you check us out. Basement Boys on Facebook. It's still Basement Boys, right? No,
I think I changed the name of the page. It's Basement Boys 2 now.
Okay, Basement Boys 2 on the Facebook. Follow me on Twitter, at Yonimus Prime. Follow Ward on Twitter. It's at Basement Boys. Still
two. Basement. Oh no, Basement. No! I don't. Let me look at that really quick.
I think you can change it on Twitter though.
You can change...
I think you can change your handle on Twitter.
Your name.
I think you can change your handle.
Let me look.
Because I've changed for my gamer tag a few times.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's still at Basement Boys on Twitter.
I think you can change it, though, and I'll send you the link how to do that.
Okay.
I think you can do it, though. Pretty sure. Because I changed it from at Derek Yawn to at Yawnimus Prime, because it's my gamer tag now. Make sure if you go to Twitch TV, twitch.tv / Basement Boys 2. I'll have some stuff on there pretty shortly. I haven't really figured out what I quite want to do with that yet, but it'll basically be a fat guy playing video games. And of course, I think I'll get a few people, because I am going to mention this on the radio show too, but make sure you check out klcz.com and you can listen to Sports Program. Sorry, I got to plug that in there.
No, don't.
Got to plug that in a little bit. Sports Program with Derek Yawn and Zach Swan, who wants to be a guest on this show.
We'll get him on.
Thanks for getting me back. Thanks for bringing the band back
together. Yeah, thanks for coming back.
No,
it wouldn't have happened without you.
I'm really excited about this.
So... I am too. I'm glad to be kind of back doing this. This is about as far out of my introverted comfort zone that I like to be.
It's a great creative outlet, though. I mean, to be completely candid, it's a great creative outlet, though. And that's one thing. That's one thing that I'm really, really thankful for you and for Josh for getting me into. You know, because I had never done this. I mean, I would just guest it on your show a few times.
Yeah.
And, you know, you guys got me into it, became a co-host, and then, you know, the sky's the limit at that point. And so I still really appreciate that. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
A lot of things came from that. Time Spent Poorly, the show program podcast for listening, and, of course, those don't exist anymore. Those are all gone. Because of the internet.
Yeah.
You have to pay for your domains if you still want your stuff online.
So we're supposed to... place a credit to the music at the end of the
show. That sounds fair.
Yeah, well, and I think, I don't have a problem doing it, but I don't know how we're supposed to do it. Like, it says for podcasting,
okay,
and the music's over, but that's okay. Yeah. Credits should be voiced usually at the end of the production. But it says crediting. How do I put a credit in my music or my project? It gives the thing there for the thing. So I'm not sure if I'm, because I'm on the website that I am on is incompetech.com.
Okay.
And Kevin MacLeod or MacLeod.
MacLeod.
I'm probably butchering the pronunciation, but that's okay.
MacLeod.
MacLeod.
Oh, Kevin MacLeod. I think it'd be only one. Okay. Music. Outro provided by Kevin MacLeod.
Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. creativecommons.org. I don't know.
We'll work on that one.
We'll work on it. We'll discuss
we'll
it.
We'll workshop that a little bit. We will give credit to where credit is due.
Yeah, we're going
to
give credit where credit's due. That song that we just played was Summon the Rock.
R-A-W-K.
R-A-W-K. It's like Baseball Boys.
Honestly, it wasn't that bad. We'll probably use that for an outro.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to using it again. It was okay.
I don't think we really...
It wasn't too in your face.
I mean, the feel is aggressive, dark, driving, grooving, and intense. So that's pretty much everything I want to sum up my life. good stuff. Good stuff, Murph.
But, I mean, we could be funning and sunning. There's that too. Also, Kevin MacLeod.
Kevin's a talented musician.
This is all. I think this is all the same dude.
Yeah.
Creating all these files.
I hope that he. I hope for the sake of his life that he did not do that surf one.
We will. I think he created all of it. Okay. But we'll have to reach out to him and let him know that we're crediting him on our podcast so that he can take a listen and be like, please stop.
Maybe we can ask him.
Just please
maybe
stop.
We can ask him how he would like to be credited, and he can tell us how to say his name. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the show.
Pronounce it phonetically. Thank you.
And we'll see you in a week.
Yeah. For the real deal.
For the real deal.
But you'll find this on the new feed, and I'll have that up, and whoever finds it, finds it.
Awesome.
You found us.
Wow. That's it. Episode 0.5.
Episode 0.5.
Thanks, everyone.
See ya.